It is a term we're hearing more and more these days, the body positivity movement. And if you're not quite sure what that means, here it is in a nutshell. All bodies deserve respect, regardless of shape, size, ability, or gender. This is important because research is now showing that without body positivity, many people can go down the path of serious problems, from depression to anxiety to eating issues. One nationally known author is doing her part to try and have more conversations around this topic, in particular surrounding sex positivity, sex education, and what that means for girls, especially here in Idaho. Joining me live in studio is author August McLaughlin and Dana Anderson, publisher for Idaho-based Amberjack Publishing, the company who publishes August Books. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us. We're super honored to be here.
So I want to start, August, with you. You just released a new book, but you were actually here in Boise back in March for Treefort as part of Storyfort, and you had a packed house.
I did. It was an incredible experience. I recorded a live podcast. I did a reading, and the audience was so warm and receptive.
Was that surprising to you? Because I mean, let's be honest. These are topics. I mean, your new book, I mean, folks, if you have little kids, you might want to cover their ears. It's called Girl Boner, and it's about body positivity, about sex positivity. These are issues we need to be talking with our kids about in appropriate ways.
We do. It's a missing conversation. And I wasn't surprised. I was really excited, but I find that there's a hunger for this kind of material, especially in places where there's a bit of a small town feel. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Minnesota. I live in the LA area now, but there was such an interesting parallel between kind of the Boise crowd and my own hometown in Minnesota. And I feel like it's especially needed there.
And so Dana, being a publisher in Idaho, when you publish August Books, why go with an author who's talking about something like this in a state like Idaho? So if you could answer that first, what was that? Why did you decide to do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. You know, I'm a seventh generation Idahoan, and so I have this personal connection to the book, but also just looking at cultural conversations and messaging and what's really needed for the public, it made a lot of sense for me, business and professionally, that this is a kind of topic that's needed for readers, especially in Idaho.
And so when you were at Storyfort, being a seventh generation Idahoan, were you surprised by how many people came out for this?
I wouldn't say surprised. I would say validated.
Mm.
My gut, my publisher's instinct told me that this was a very important book, and August was the perfect author to be bringing this message to readers. And so to see audience members stand up and ask very important questions was very validating.
And August, the book, it touches on themes like sex positivity, getting rid of shame around female sexuality. Tell me a little bit about what inspired you to write this book and kind of your, and it's not like all of a sudden. So tell me about some of the work you've done around this.
Sure. Yeah, I've been doing this work for years now. And I grew up, again, in a kind of small townish area. And my own sex ed experience was incredibly awkward, which I have asked people ages 20s to their 80s how they experience sex ed. It's really not gotten much better. And for most people, you know, you remember something really confusing. I remember learning a tiny bit about, mm-hmm, quote, male pleasure, and nothing positive for me or for girls. And I thought that was really unfair. So I had that curiosity since I was 11.
And so that's then, as you go around and you speak about this and you write about this, still finding that lack.
Very much so, yeah. We have a very fear-based sex education system in our country. Sex education is only required in 24 states, and it doesn't need to be scientifically or medically accurate.
So why Idaho? Why come here and talk about it in Idaho? And what should maybe we be doing differently?
I think it's really important to have these conversations. They're just so lacking. And as we saw with Storyfort, people are so hungry and interested in having the conversation if somebody will start it. Mm-hmm. And I have found that from the beginning with Girl Boner, when I share my own story, my own experiences, including challenges. My lack of sexual empowerment led to a really severe eating disorder, and turning that around helped me heal and, I think, survive. And I found that these kinds of scenarios are so prevalent throughout the country, but especially in places where you may have less access to comprehensive sex ed.
And that's really interesting what you said about that it doesn't necessarily have to be accurate.
Right. Yeah. I mean, think about that.
I'm shocked by that, actually.
Yeah. And I think the intention initially was really positive around that. It was to say, we can embrace our values. You know, you're allowed to, it doesn't have to be based only in science.
Mm.
And that's good. You can still raise children with very religious beliefs. You can have value systems around kind of, quote, saving yourself or marriage or whatever you believe is completely valid. But it's really important that we do see sex and sexuality as also part of our physical existence. It's part of our emotional well-being, and embracing that part of ourselves and understanding it actually helps us make better decisions. We are safer. We find that when people have comprehensive sex ed, they're much less likely to engage in risky sexual behaviors and to have a stronger sense of self.
So here's what's interesting to me as well is, you know, I have a child who's starting, I mean, he's 10, right? So you're starting to get down that path. And trying to find information that is that as parents, that we can start those conversations. And how do you have those conversations, right? Because it's uncomfortable for everybody,
right,
when these were your babies. Mm-hmm. And you have to find a way to have that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such an important question. I think one important step is to answer their questions. Most kids will ask questions. It's very natural to have curiosity around sex, around how babies are made, around gender, around genitalia. And because generationally, it gets even worse when you go back, right? So,
right.
So many parents are like, I didn't learn anything. What am I supposed to say? So instead of answering a question with, oh my God, you know, never talk about that or don't touch that, if you answer the question with clear facts, you know, make it age appropriate. And if you don't know the answer, say, you know, I'm not really sure, but let's find out together.
And Dana, from your perspective, publishing a book like this, where it's good information, how important is that? I mean, I understand. I mean, you want a book to sell, but this is important information.
Yes, it's very important. We took a lot of care in making sure everything was vetted, you know, everything as accurate as we can. And it's important. It's people's well-being. So we took a lot of, you know, Amberjack Publishing takes a lot of pride in being very careful of the types of books we publish.
I'm speaking with author August McLaughlin and publisher Dana Anderson about August's new book. It is called Girl Boner. It is around themes about being sex positive and getting rid of shame around female sexuality. And, you know, we talk a lot now about this body positivity movement. And I would think, August, we can't talk about body positivity without talking about the sexual aspect of it.
Thank you. Yes, it's so true. And yet it tends to be somewhat missing. We see kind of over-sexualized imagery of what we're supposed to present ourselves sex-wise, but we are really missing that piece. And I think if we have this shame around parts of our body, it can really, you know, become infested and sort of affect all the different areas of our life that we might not even think is related.
And I think that's very interesting as well, because when we talk about the body positivity movement, you know, what you say too is it's not just about, you know, we're supposed to look a certain way, we're supposed to act a certain way, you know, girls are supposed to be like this. And do you find in your writing and when you speak that a lot of those topics come up?
They do. And that's why my tagline is the good girl's guide to sexual empowerment, because I work with a lot of people. I speak with hundreds of people who tell me that they essentially learned you can't be a good person, a female with value and who wants to accomplish good things in the world and in life and have the sense of purpose and also be sexual in whatever way you see fit. Now, that could be asexual. That could be having, you know, an unconventional relationship style. There's no set definition, but we need to allow for more nuance and individuality.
And I think you make a good point, especially in a place like Idaho, where we do tend to be more conservative, that you can still take this book and get good information, but still raise your child in a way that fits within your values.
Absolutely. It is not a political issue. It is not based on particular religious values or lack of religious values. It's our sexuality. I mean, think of it. If we said, oh, we can't really talk about digestion. We can't really talk about intellect. Like, it's an innate part of a human being. We are born sexual creatures. And yet when we learn that that's, you know, something we should not think about or really explore, or that's sort of, quote, naughty, it sends a really negative message. Mm-hmm.
And so it's clearing that up ultimately.
Yes, doing away with shame.
Right. So what will you be doing here in Idaho?
So I have a reading and Q&A tomorrow at Rediscovered Books at 7 p.m. I'm really excited about.
Well, I really appreciate both of you coming in. I know sometimes, I'm sure there are some of you out there asking why we're talking about this. And I think the answer is because we need to talk about it. We need to have the conversation, whether we're uncomfortable or not.
We do. And I have to say, after StoryFort, I heard from so many people here in Boise, and I continue to, and I'm so grateful. They send me really thoughtful questions that I answer on my podcast. Wonderful people here, and I think everybody deserves this kind of empowerment.
I appreciate both of you for coming in today. And my guest today, Dana Anderson with Amberjack Publishing, an Idaho publishing company that publishes August books, and author August McLaughlin. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.